This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. No, it is not Mr. Steal Your Girl. It is Frog Boy Josh Chappelle. Two very stand-up, respectable gentlemen.
Always.
Of course, joined by our lovely producer, the wise beyond her years, Brittany Rodriguez.
Thank you.
It is a Black Friday edition of the Tobin and Leroy will return next week. In the meantime, we are holding things down after a Thanksgiving Thursday. There is a trend on Thanksgiving that is growing that I am in love with. In love with.
What is it?
So much so, my family has adopted it. And that is Thanksgiving Day pranks. Now, usually the victim of these pranks is a newly committed member of the family, like a fiance, boyfriend, girlfriend. Those are usually the victims, and they happen in various ways, including one that my family has adopted. I just saw one that was a family convinced one of the members' fiance, a nice young lady, that they were hardcore dedicated to running. And on Thanksgiving morning every year, ran a 10K at the break of dawn. So it was matching t-shirts. They had a baby in a matching, like onesie. And it wasn't until they were taking a picture together in front of the home as the sun rose over the horizon that they revealed, "We're joking. This is a prank. Let's go back and have some breakfast." And, you know, she was so relieved that she cried. that one is great. The one that my family does is something we adopted about 2 years ago, but not kind of like the cat's out the bag because no one can keep their mouth shut in my family. But what we did is we told everyone except for a member of the family, a new fiance, that when we do the prayer, we gobble. Every one of us were to gobble. We all go like to the best of our ability, and try your best not to laugh. So we did our normal prayer, and after we did that, one of us was scheduled to say essentially, "Time now for our ceremonial gobble," and have everyone, and it was about 20 of us, gobble and just kind of try not to laugh and see how this person will respond. Because imagine you're getting to meet this person's family and they're all gobbling around the table for Thanksgiving. That is definitely a means of, I got to get the hell out of here. But pranks like that are absolutely, harmless for the most part, seem to be trending, and I would love for that to be a tradition that continues to involve a prank.
I was scrolling through the old TikTok yesterday.
The old TikTok.
And I came across a family who had the son's girlfriend at their Thanksgiving for the first time. And they had convinced her that they do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, yes.
Every time on Thanksgiving before they start eating. So they all stand up and one guy is holding a flag. And she's just, the camera pans over to her and she's just like looking both ways, side eyeing the boyfriend. It was hilarious. And my wife and I are expecting, and I can't wait to do this when my son's a teenager and we have the family Thanksgiving, because this is right up our alley. We're going to do some dumb crap like that, and it's going to be great.
For sure. I mean, look, I would like to think, and this is me just, you know, using a blanket statement or just assuming that for some reason, I feel like if Josh, you and I were put in that situation, we would kind of roll with the punches and then later on be like, well, that was weird. But then just
lean into it for sure.
Now, Brittany, if you were in that situation and you go to a guy's house for the first time and, you know, you're meeting his family and you are either they're gobbling or they're doing the pledge or something like that, how likely are you to lean into that?
I love a bit. I'm here for a bit. So I would lean into it for sure. But
what about the pledge, though? The pledge seems serious.
The pledge does seem serious, but like I would do it. And I think I would. The thing is like I think I would know it's a joke. So I would lean into it like extremely. I would commit to the bit for real and make them all uncomfortable that they tried to prank me, because I would know.
You'd like double blind it?
Oh, yeah. I would double down. I'd be like, I would come like prepared. I'd be like, give me an American flag, give me a bandana, like I'm gonna go all out. I commit to a bit for sure. I'm not somebody who like is like easily embarrassed.
Now if this was thrown upon you, though, you had no idea that something like this was gonna happen, and all of a sudden it just wow, save that for the montage.
Yes.
If there was just something that was thrown upon you this way, like you think off the cuff, you just go with it.
For sure.
I think they start doing the pledge, like I'd be like, okay, like, you know, I love America. I really do. But like, I would definitely look around for quite some time for someone to break. And then once, you know, let's say they all don't break, like at a certain point, then I would have to join in and just be like, okay, yeah.
Here we go.
Which it stands for one nation. And then just like looking around, but
No, and then I would think, and then like that would be it for me. I'd be like, you know what, this is the family for me. Because anybody who's willing to like go through that and be actually funny, like I'm down for it.
Yeah,
but now you give me an idea. If I ever bring home a guy for Thanksgiving in the near future, I'm definitely gonna make my family do some sort of prank.
For sure. Hey, listen, the gobble is a good option.
The gobble's great. The gobble's really good. I like that one a lot.
The problem is like if the more people you have, the more opportunities there that someone's gonna break. And they're going to know. But if you can hit the gobble and not laugh, oh, that's classic.
I think it'd be so. Yeah, I'm here for it. Hopefully my future boyfriend isn't listening.
Let's go ahead and get you some headlines. They're brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or at DoralVolkswagen.com. We talked about the Heat. We talked about the Miami Dolphins briefly. We will talk about them a little bit more in the show. But we do have a pretty important game that it would be a shame if I didn't tap into the expert knowledge.
Flames Panthers?
Of course. Hey, listen, we're going to get into both of those for sure. But I do want to ask you about something that I have a little less information on, and that is of our boys, Inter Miami. This weekend, they got a pretty big game, if I'm not mistaken. I think against New York City FC, 6 p.m., I think is – I'm trying to find the time now. I probably should have Googled this. for a person who is what one would consider a casual, how important is this game? What are your expectations for this game? And how long until Messi is holding a trophy above his head?
Well, I mean, it is very important. It's the conference final, and they get to host it thanks to NYCFC pulling off an upset in their quarterfinal game last weekend. So big for Inter Miami. They'll be at home. If they win, they're also guaranteed to host the MLS Cup final. It'll be against either Vancouver or San Diego, who have both had excellent seasons. Vancouver just beat LA in one of the most exciting finishes that I've seen in recent memory in MLS. They went to extra time, went to penalties. Vancouver was down a man for the majority of that added time.
Cool.
NYCFC, tough out, but Miami's going to have them at home. Inter Miami is very good at home, and this feels like the best chance for Messi to win an MLS Cup title with Inter Miami. He signed to open the stadium next year. Who knows what happens after that? Who knows what the roster is going to look like when they open up that stadium next season? This is their best opportunity. And I've talked about this with Solana. I've talked about this with Witty and other folks who cover the league. It would be such a major disappointment and honestly like a failure of the project. I know financially they've been doing very well. It's impossible not to. Much like LeBron, Messi is his own economy and he's been here for multiple seasons. You're going to profit off of that. And look, they're building a new stadium. They're opening a new stadium and they're only going to expand on it. So from that sense, it's been a success. Even getting him here is a success. But you cannot go the entire tenure of having the best soccer player ever playing for you without winning a title. And it would be a massive disappointment. And from an on-field standpoint, the project would be an abject failure if they cannot close this out and bring home an MLS Cup. NYCFC, it's a good team. They've given Inter Miami trouble, so it's not going to be an easy match, but playing at home certainly plays in Inter Miami's favor.
Wow. You put stakes on that game that I had no clue. Now, hey, this is...
Game for your life.
Honestly, this is... Before, I was like, you know, whatever, because I'm not a pessimist when it comes to Messi. I just, like, much like my feelings of Taylor Swift or... iPhone users, it's never the product itself that's my issue. It's the people who are reacting to it that I'm usually like, okay, calm down. So that's my issue with this Messi thing. Yes, he's great. Yes, Taylor Swift is great. Yes, iPhones are cool. But iPhone people, Taylor Swift fans, and Messi fans all have one thing in common. I don't know it.
You know, it's funny. I texted you this week to say, hey, you know, looking forward to working with you. Yeah. And I started to type the message, and your text bubbles were green. Yes. And I'm like, oh, this just might be the iPhone taking a minute to adjust. So I X'd out of it, and then I reclicked it, and it stayed green. And I sent the text. I cannot believe you're an Android guy.
You know what?
You ruin group texts.
I can't believe you're an iPhone guy. You seem like a forward thinker of some sort.
Please.
And for you to be one of the blue basics is a shocker, to be honest. I've expected better.
You ruin group chats. I don't care how much better the phone is that you claim to be better than the iPhone.
Wait.
The majority of people have an iPhone. Yeah. If you want to be in group text, get an iPhone.
But it's, do you know that's ridiculous. Your fault, though? That's like your guy's fault, who's purposely doing this.
Because now, like, the Android people, they try and be all holier than thou. You plebes, you have the iPhone, you followers,
that's
you
correct.
Sheeple. You sheeple, I'm a lion. I have green text. I have a phone that turns into a phone, into a book that nobody, like, who needs that?
Yeah, these are my morning affirmations that you're saying.
People like you are far more annoying than anyone who uses an iPhone.
I'm in a group text with an Android user.
Yeah.
And we have to use WhatsApp because four of the five of us have an iPhone and we tried to do a regular group text, and then the messages started coming out of order. You can't do emojis. You can't do it. It was too much.
It ruined everything.
And so we went over to WhatsApp, and nobody wants to use WhatsApp. That's all because you guys are an Android.
I get it. You guys want to use your cute little pictures and your cute little thumbs uppies, and you just want to be like,
and
I like
stickers.
You
would love stickers, Marco. Stickers are the new thing.
Love a sticker.
I love a sticker. Awesome. And you're missing out on great comedic material. Because you don't have an iPhone.
You will never know the pleasure of getting four or more ha-has on a text in a group text.
It's true.
You won't.
You won't.
I mean, not from you guys. You know, we have our own Android to Android thing. There's like
yeah, a but nobody.
Nobody else. Cares. There's very few other Android users that I'm sure you're in a group text with.
Do you know, like on a global basis, there's more Android users than iPhone users? It's only the pretentious Americans, of course, that think this is the number one phone in the world. But us globally knowledgeable.
So doesn't that make you more of a sheep? Doesn't that make you more of a sheep?
Why? Because more people are using it?
Yeah, more people have Androids. Isn't that what you're saying that is makes us pretentious, is that we think that we're so much better? We're sheep and we follow the herd. But if there's more Android users in the world, then actually you're the sheep, not us.
You're not the sheep because you're the majority. You're the sheep because you follow and you do these things like, oh, you're switching the charger? Sure, I'll buy a new charger. Oh, you no longer can plug your phone into? Sure, I'll just buy a tail for my phone. Oh, you guys are you're updating just the color of the phone now, and now I'm charging. Now my phone is obsolete. These are your decisions. Your leadership has led you down this path.
By the way, I now have a charger that can charge my phone, my iPad, and my laptop. Yes. They all have the same connection.
Correct.
So, and frankly, that is a massive improvement.
That is what a Type C, correct?
Who knows? USB-C. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. You know who had that a long time ago?
No one cares.
Welcome to the game. See, and that's the problem with the blue people. When the facts are thrown, they're like, "Yeah, but no emojis." And I'm like, "Okay,
only when it benefits me."
That's fair. Look, that's fair. I, being a forward thinker, also know that if I were on the dating scene, which I am not, and a woman has a green phone, I know she's different. She has a blue phone, she's gonna break my heart.
No, if I meet somebody and they give me their number and I text them and it's green, we're not going on a date.
I bet you that's got to be number one or number two ick.
Yep, green it is. For sure. It is 1,000%.
But I will not go on a date with you. Whose ick is, or like who's gonna make a decision on me based on the color of my text? Because back when I used to, let me not go down this path. But I believe can be defined by the color of your text. Hey, maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me, guys.
The content of your character instead.
Maybe that's just me. I wish for a better, safer America. And
were these our headlines, by the way?
I think I said at some point I said headlines. You said soccer stuff. That's great, dude. That is like that's a whole segment, or that's a whole hour's worth of sports right there. But we will give you guys 15 minutes of game day uncensored when we come back and break down the Miami Dolphins against the New Orleans Saints. It is a battle of some of the best teams in the league. Ooh, ferocious matchup between these two. We got that and much more when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Pell, you were feeling that.
Yeah, I mean, after you, this has been some great producing from Brittany as far as picking the music, because you were out here dogging us iPhoners as being on the same level of, what's the word I'm looking for? But you were calling us sheeple because we like the iPhone and we use the iPhone. You were doing the thing with Taylor Swift, you comparing us to those fans. And so that's a good job by Brittany. And my wife's a big Swiftie, so yeah, I was jamming a little out to it. What do you want from me?
No, I mean, look, it was completely understandable that you guys would take offense to this because you're basic people. But welcome back to Green Bubble and Friends. We're going to give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Which is brought to you by our friends at Southern Lexus Dealers. The Lexus December to Remember sales events. Get offers on select models for a limited time. You can learn more at Lexus.com. The Miami Dolphins are set to face off against the New Orleans Saints this weekend. We have a 1 p.m. kickoff. It's a Fox broadcast. I told you prior to this that I was going to give you a top five double dip of the top five members of both the Saints and the Miami Dolphins. Did you have an opportunity to rack up a few names in your brain since I mentioned that?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to start with my honorable mentions here, and you let me know if any of these names came up. Honorable mentions, Kenny Stills, Teddy Bridgewater, Kiko Alonso, Jarvis Landry.
I always forget about the Landry Saints era.
Right? Very, very short time lived. Just one season, 2022. This is one that was special to me. Ted Ginn Jr. I was a huge Ted Ginn fan for absolutely no reason other than he got me victories in college football 2006. So, that's the only reason
he had the two really good games against the Jets. He had the kickoff return and the game that they and the up in the Meadowlands, the two kick return game for touchdowns. Love and then that. He had the Monday night game down here in the orange jersey where he beat Darrell Revis and Henny Revis, Michigan to Ohio State.
Hey, that was seemingly the only person who liked Ted Ginn at the time. Special moments to me for sure. And he ended up having like a pretty like decent career, you know.
Yeah, he did. He was in the league for almost a decade, if just about, and was productive, but just like seventh overall pick, you want a little more.
100%. Not seventh overall pick productive, but productive nonetheless. Another name that was very special to me, Olindo Mare. I'm not sure if he still is the points leader, but I know definitely at one point was. Greg Camarillo,
a cup of coffee with the Saints,
and arguably one of the most important lowlights in Dolphins history, preventing us from being winless potentially.
Wayne Huizenga crying in the suite.
What a life! What a life! Hey, listen, Jason Taylor kissing the ground. Me personally, as a fan, then celebrating as if we were undefeated, when actually it was quite the opposite. So, and then we have a dishonorable mention here. Jeff Ireland.
He's still there.
He's still there currently. And I just don't like his face.
Did you mention Ricky Williams, or was I not listening?
No, that these are all the honorable mentions.
Oh, now, okay. Gotcha.
Now that we got all those losers out of the way. Did I say Dan Campbell? If not, Dan Campbell's honorable mention as well. These are our top five members of both the Dolphins and Saints. Number five, Daron Armstead.
Mm.
Solid, but always injured. Reggie Bush coming in at number four.
Very underrated Dolphin.
You know, his first 1,000-yard season came as a member of the Dolphins. And I felt like when we moved on from him, you know, I felt like it was too soon. I thought he was a great Dolphin. I had a 22 Bush jersey. This third one here, I realize now that the reason I didn't mention him with the honorable mentions, because I had him here in third, Dan Campbell, even though I just mentioned him a few minutes ago. I just think that the one game that Dan Campbell won down here, the toughness was just through the roof, dude. And I know that he's probably, I can't say he's going to be a Hall of Fame coach yet. You know, he hasn't won the big one. But I think he's one of the more highly regarded coaches, and I think that's going to continue. And one day we're going to be like, you know, we could have had that guy.
Yeah, but like, people forget that he still went to New Orleans and was an assistant there for a handful of years before he got another head coaching job. So it's not like there were teams knocking on the door to hire him as a head coach right after that Dolphins stint. People seem to forget that little gap in between him being hired by the Lions and leaving the Dolphins.
Yeah, 100%. It's just like, I don't know. It's, as a Dolphin fan, you think anytime they leave, it's always for success. It just always happens that way, unfortunately. But yes, you're right. There was that stint there. Now, coming in at number two, Ricky Williams. Got Ricky Williams coming in at number two.
If Ricky's number two, I am very much looking forward to seeing who's number one.
Yeah, now let me tell you a little bit more about this top five double dip here, in which how it always ends. For example, I did the top five double dip for the Chicago Bulls and Miami Heat, and I did Jimmy Butler and a few other names, but number one was Michael Jordan. And then one may say he never played for the Miami Heat, and my response to that was, well, then why the hell is his jersey hanging in the rafters? So that's just a bit of insight into this top five double dip, which will probably upset you because, again, just to recap the list, number five, Daron Armstead. Number four, Reggie Bush. Number three, Man Campbell. Number two, Ricky Williams. And number one, Drew Brees. Drew Brees, baby. Drew Brees.
I thought I was going to get like an Eli Apple there as a whacking.
Oh, man. Now, if I said that, Leroy would call in on his day off and attempt to break my kneecaps because of how much he hates Eli Apple. But yeah, the number one obvious answer is Super Bowl champion Drew Brees.
Here's the thing, though. We all know that if Drew Brees came down here, his shoulder would have never healed. Dante Culpepper would have gone to New Orleans. His knee would have been phenomenal. And the exact same thing would have happened, but in reverse. We all know that, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. Yeah, that is. And you know what? The most important of all is I wouldn't have gotten front row tickets to a Dolphins game that Dante Culpepper provided me one time.
Wow. Because
he's a very nice gentleman.
And he wore a chain with a diamond pepper on it.
Swag. Hey, you want to talk about, you know, Brittany was talking earlier about that's when we were a good country, when we used to camp outside of Best Buys in Circuit Cities. You know when we're a good country? When we had swag in our sports, when people were walking around with diamond plated chili peppers. Now, what do we have? Huh?
Oh, look at Joe Burrow wearing a weird hat.
Oh, that's great. Everyone's high fashion. No, 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 no. I want a jersey that's backwards and gold in my mouth. When we come back, final segment of the show for us, but lucky for you, you have 4 hours total if you've been listening to us for the last two, or if you're just joining us, a little bit more than 2 hours left of Appel as Solana will join him next. Then after that, we got some hockey. We got the Panthers in action against the Flames. Brittany producing that. Guys,
I sure am.
Hell yeah.
I just do it all.
Yeah, we're going to need you for everything possible. You're going to be there tomorrow too, right?
I sure am.
Ooh,
I will be here for the I know, right? I don't have a life.
No. Well, in this time, it'd be perfect time for me to say, I am thankful for you, Brittany. How about that?
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, when we come back, final segment of the Tobin and Leroy show, we'll find out who or what is dead to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You're dead to me.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Final segment on a Friday, which means it is time for one thing and one thing only. You're dead to me. I will start things off as you take note of all the things that you are thankful for during this time. It also highlights the things that you have overcome or may have moved past. My dead to me goes to my old life. And usually I don't get this deep. Usually I say things like honey mustard from Chick-fil-A or something like that. But in this specific sense, I would say my old life for one very big reason. If you are for some reason only listening and not joining us on our lovely YouTube or Twitch, this would be an opportunity for you to join us at 1043 WQAM as I am going to play a video obtained here from Only in Dade social media page. That, as you can see, shows a very chaotic scene outside of the Hard Rock Guitar casino where there's maybe about 20 to 30, maybe even more police vehicles and police running through the streets as two shootings occurred just across the street at a club called Ghost Bar and a alleyway just adjacent to that bar. Now, the significance of that is about 5 to 6 months ago, I made the choice to move my family to a better situation. And I actually lived in that same exact spot where that shooting occurred. And not only that, I say my old life prior to having my son, I probably would have wanted to go out on a Thanksgiving night as I have multiple times. And that probably would have been a place that I frequented. So with that being said, maybe 2 years ago, I probably would have been there. Not saying anything would have happened to me or harmed me in any way, but I fast forward 2 years now. And after making a conscious decision to do better for myself and my family, now don't even have to worry about it. Didn't even have to worry about it at all. And now I see this crazy video of all this police activity and can say, you know what? I'm sorry to anything, you know, anyone and anything that may have happened bad yesterday, but I'm definitely happy to be not in that situation. So therefore, that life, you're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Appel, do you have anything or anyone that you would like to proclaim dead?
Yeah, and it's less serious than that one. I'm glad that you have made that decision. So,
yeah,
good on you. Okay. People who suggest John Gruden for every single head coaching option okay. and opening in 2025, dead to me.
You're dead.
Yeah. Stop wanting the Dolphins to bring in John Gruden. I'm a USF guy.
Yeah.
There have been reports that the USF head coach is potentially going to take the Arkansas head coaching job. And being that John Gruden is based in Tampa, everybody wants John Gruden all of a sudden.
No.
Here's how many winning seasons John Gruden has had since he was a head coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2008. Zero. 4-12, 7-9, 8-8, and then he was fired 5 games in to the 2021 season with the Raiders. Never coached in college. This guy has had the league pass him by. I don't understand. Let him stay on the internet making videos. Enough of John Gruden. Anybody who hires John Gruden for a head coaching job in 2025 for a 2026 season should lose their job immediately.
Wow.
By default.
You're dead.
Because you know how that's going to end? With Gruden getting fired in 3 years.
Damn. What a reality
Over
check.
It. Dead to me.
You know what? I was sipping the Kool-Aid before you brought out those facts, man. Because, you know, at a certain point, Mike McDaniel seems warm, and I was like, hell, John Gruden.
Gruden has made the playoffs once since 2005, twice since they won the Super Bowl in 2002. He has. You ready? Since they went 12-4 and won the Super Bowl in 2002. This is 23 years ago.
Oof.
He has one season with more than 9 wins.
Jesus.
And people want that.
Wow. Why was I convinced he was good?
Yeah, he's a great on TV, great personality.
That's why.
Mediocre coach.
Damn. That was strong.
Thank you.
Brittany?
Yeah, I don't know how I'm supposed to follow that up. Mine is not as intense, and it's about Thanksgiving. The people, listen, I am somebody who absolutely hates when my food touches, right? So Thanksgiving is a really tough holiday for me because they only give me one plate and I'm trying to put all my fixings on there.
Yes.
And I don't have enough room to not have my food touching. So yesterday I decided to grab two plates and everybody was like, oh, wow, you're really eating a lot there, aren't you? I said, first off, it's there's small portions and nothing is touching. So you know what's dead to me is like this normalization that like we have to have our food touching. And if you mix your food on Thanksgiving, you're dead to me. That's disgusting. I don't want my sweet potatoes touching my mac and cheese. I don't want my regular mashed potatoes touching my stuffing. I don't want it touching. Give me a toddler plate and I'd be so happy. So yeah, you're dead to me if you judge me for getting two plates on Thanksgiving because I don't want my food touching. Thank you.
Wow. I may have a solution for you, and I saw this recently as someone who was giving it away as takeout containers. You know the little muffin, foil muffin things that are like six compartments?
Yeah, that's what I need.
You got to bring your own plate.
I really do. I'm going to start bringing a toddler plate. I'm serious. Because
that's it.
I'm going to need it because everybody judges me, and I'm just like, oh, you're eating quite a lot there. So it's not a lot. I just don't want my food to touch.
That's fair. But I completely get it. Sometimes I do like, you know, a little guilty touch when, like, I don't want to admit it, but it does it. You know, like when my eggs touch my syrup, I'm like, you know, I don't want to drown it in syrup. But if little eggs touch my syrup,
you're the problem.
Talk about breakfast.
You're the problem.
I'm the problem.
You are the problem. No, that's
understandable. Okay. That's fair. That is a fair assessment. But I will say in regards to, like, this turkey or Thanksgiving, just talk about Thanksgiving. I do have one more dead to me nominee. This whole feeding the players turkey on the field after the game, it's never good. It's always like gross. I gotta watch them like
this is the wrong opinion.
Oh, you want it. You want them to
see the disgust that Joe Burrow had yesterday when they fed him.
Maybe my problem isn't that they're doing it. Maybe my problem is the quality of the turkey every time that they just have like this disgust. It's never good.
You would have missed out on the long snapper for the Bengals going to town on that turkey leg after Evan McPherson made six field goals. All right. I mean, that is what Thanksgiving football and the post-game turkey legs are all about.
I did see CeeDee Lamb just like holding the leg. I don't know if I ever saw him bite it. Jamar Chase, his review of the turkey was, it's not bad, but I think that was him being nice. I saw a security guard getting in on some of the turkey, but I just think, you know, these guys deserve, like, can I get a little steam off of that turkey or something like that? It looks a little chewy.
Let's put the beef tenderloin out there for posting.
Let's get some beef tenderloin.
There you go. That's what they need, the beef tenderloin.
That is a good point. Now, before we get out of here, I want to say thank you, Josh, for joining us. I know you have two more hours ahead of you, so thank you for powering through with us, man.
Of course. It was fun.
Brittany, thank you for producing for us. I had no idea. I was under the assumption that I was supposed to be producing and hosting, so when I found out that you were available for this and you made the time for it, couldn't thank you enough, for sure.
I got your back always, my friend.
I know you have a long day ahead of you. I know both of you guys will still be on these airwaves moving forward. So you guys enjoy the rest of your day. For those who may be listening, if you're working, enjoy the rest of your work day as well. If you're home and off and you're listening to us, get a life. No, I'm kidding. Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm thankful for you guys as well. Tobin and Leroy return on Monday with J Fig at full force. Solana, Appel, and maybe Jimmy. I saw him in the studio bothering. So, there he goes. There goes Jimmy. Which, by the way, kicked my ass in fantasy football recently. He had the best game I've ever seen anyone have.
Big week for Jimmy. The big 4-0. I mean,
come on.
Time of his life.
No one's living better than Jimmy. You can hear more about it next. Hockman, Crowder, Solana, featuring all of your favorites on WQAM.
If I was ever in the same room as Myles Garrett, I'd put my arms up and say, uppies?
Start digging in your butt, twin.
Shut up, Marco.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.